dude, had a question. Aren't you up toward where, Flat Rock or somewhere up that way?
I'm in that general area. I'm more toward Brevard.
You know, the people up there that are hardest hit up in the north, how are they getting supplies up there to them?
Been doing for the last several days on this repeater, so I can give you a good rundown on that. If you can bring them to my location here at Anchor Baptist Church, which is 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, we are distributing out from here. This is a major ministry that does disaster relief. They're set up to do this, and that's what I'm recommending.
Okay, give me that. I got a 32, the rest of it.
It's 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah, Pisgah, Forest, North Carolina.
On a GPS, shouldn't it, and take it right there?
Yes, sir, but I can give you better directions than a GPS because the roads are, they're opening and closing around here.
Think about that. Wife went out yesterday to Sam's and bought a bunch of stuff, you know, and back of my truck's full of all kind of non-perishables and, you know, peanut butters and stuff, you know, just stuff like that, juices for the kids and all, but we're wanting to get it to the people most that are hit the worst, you know?
That's what we're doing. We're bringing things here, and then we have forward operation on up into Asheville, Buncombe County, Swannanoa, working our way around in other counties now.
Dude, you're going to be here all day, aren't you?
Be here all day. I'm going to take some breaks here and there, but if I do, somebody will be covering for me.
That direction. Before we do, we'll get back in touch with you and see about these directions you're talking about at that time.
Roger that. I'll be glad to help. And can I get your call sign and name again so I can remember what we're talking about?
November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo. November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo. It's Dude in Easley.
Hey, dude, I've went through so many call signs and names lately. It's something to keep up with them all.
We expect you to remember with all you're going through. So, yeah, we'll touch base after a while when we get the truck ready to go and all. But we got just a bunch of stuff. I got a crew cab, and the whole back of the crew cab's filled up with stuff that people can use. So we want to get that to them.
Well, it's going out as fast as it comes in up here. I was listening to the report last night, and we've had at least 30 plane loads of stuff come in at the airport next to us, uncountless truckloads of stuff, and then at least 5 or 6 tractor and trailer loads of stuff come in here.
That little stuff will be just a drop in the bucket then, but, you know, we like to think it'll help some.
Helps, every bit of it. And if you happen to have a chance, the major needs today are, I will give you a rundown if you can write them down. And anybody else listening, if you want to take a minute and write these needs down, this is what we're needing the most of at this point in time.
A little slow because I'm old, slower writing.
I will pause between each line so you can get it wrote down. We're looking for aluminum pans, the big ones for serving food. Clamshell to-go boxes. Flatware sets. Shelf-stable milk. And all baby supplies. Clothes, diapers, all of it. Anything for babies. Personal care items. Hygiene items. We're looking for Advil, ibuprofen. That's the number one request from the shelters. Advil and ibuprofen. And last is basic first aid kits. Basic first aid kits. Copy, dude.
Everything we don't have.
That's the major stuff today, but the other stuff, we're taking it because it's going out to the peanut butter, the food, that kind of stuff. It's all going to, this is just the stuff that most people don't think about. That's why we're not putting it out, as that's our most pressing needs for today. The trays, the clamshell trays and cups, because we're serving so many meals out of this area. We're serving meals from here. We're feeding first responders. All that, we're shoveling food out. We have barbecue coming in today, so we're trying to get that stuff out.
It sounds like you guys are doing all the work. Where's FEMA?
My comments over the air on our government, but I think me doing that will tell you exactly what I feel and think, so we're going to leave it there.
Okay, well, we'll touch base back in a little while. We'll get everything ready and see if we can find something else. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Patrick. N4AZE.
Dude, I appreciate everything, and like I said, if you got stuff already, trust me, it will be used. It will be used.
You're talking to her now. What we got now isn't this, but maybe we can drop this off, maybe go back to Sam's and see what they got. All right, we'll be back in touch. N4AZE.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, over. It's your location. I've been playing with a computer, and I've got a program, a couple programs now that will give line of sight. We were talking about that yesterday. Do you have any iPhone access to text messages, over?
I do not have an iPhone.
Text messages, over.
Text messages.
Send you a one from Genius Scan that's got several sites on here for lines of sight. I've been playing with them. You have to fool with them a little bit to go in the sequence, but I think from what I've got here, you can see what will give you lines of sight for a 2 meter. If that you were talking about yesterday for one being set up, over.
I appreciate it. Just send that stuff and I'll weed through it. But at this point, we're holding up with what we got because it works. So we're just kind of staying where we're at. We've got a system. It's working. And there's too many irons in the fire to be trying to do that right now.
Alex, I wasn't sure that you had something like that. But you are at Anchor Church, right? Lord, how's the best way to get there? I'm asking because I know the roads are all messed up. Over.
Lord, down 64.
We've got some of that stuff you were just listing. I'll talk with my wife, and we may be able to bring some of that out later on today. I'll be monitoring in and out, but is there anything else you need right now? I was also curious if you were able to get that trailer from South Carolina. Over.
Contacted the guy with the trailer because we don't have a place to put it right now. So we're more mobile. We have two guys at our forward operating station right now, and we're going to be spreading out from there, but we are covered at the time.
Talked to him yesterday, and I think Tom was going to talk directly to him, but I've got the numbers and stuff if you decide you can use that. I'll be in and out. Anything else I can do for you from here? I do have Wi-Fi and telephone access. Over.
Good. I have all that here where I'm at.
We'll be in touch later. This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey out.
4 HKX, standing by, 73Ed.
KX, KM4, ES, T-Mobile.
Miss Shannon, go ahead. I didn't get your call again.
Is that better? KM4, EST.
Mike or Sam, T.
Kilo Mike, 4. Echo, Foxtrot, Tango.
Roger, gotcha. With your question or comment?
Need to get info. So you're at Anchor Broadcasting.
I am.
Is their text line working yet?
One moment, I'll find out for you. The text line is.
CVS and Fletcher sent me a text saying that my prescription was ready, so I'm going to go see if everything is really operational. But I was through there yesterday, and I saw a crowd of people there at the CVS and Fletcher, so I think that means they're opening. Pretty sure it means that.
They are. That would be good information to know if you could relay that back to me.
I get to you from Fletcher. It's a little bit hard to get on this repeater sometimes in this area. Is there any other repeaters that I can relay? Like I guess Mitchell might be, or
I can only monitor this repeater right at the moment because of everything going on. But what you can do, and I will have to make sure of this, but so give me a few minutes. If I have a friend of mine listening in Hendersonville, his call is NC9V. Again, Nancy Charlie 9 Victor. Nancy Charlie 9 Victor. You can get him on the 147.105.
Go ahead, Patrick.
That repeater for her, and she can relay that information in to me.
I did not copy what she was asking. I did not copy.
All you need to do is monitor the 147.105 and Shannon Miss Shannon EFT will contact you over there.
I pulled off the road here. I'm now stationary. Try one more time.
Can you monitor the 147.105 for Miss Shannon, KM4EFT, Kilo Mike 4 Echo Foxtrot Tango?
Restricted area, Patrick. I will get back to you in about 2 or 3 minutes. Heading towards down. But yes, I am monitoring 147.105.
Roger that. Miss Shannon, do you hear that?
I've got an extra radio in my truck, so I'll have it monitoring 105 as well. And thank you, and I'll let you know any information as I'm going into Fletcher. KM4EFT.
Roger that. Thank you, Miss Shannon. KO4HKX, standing by.
HTX, this is N4VUT. Good morning. Hey, going out 64 last night, besides for that one little detour just outside of Hendersonville, everything was clear and good to go.
Jamie, I appreciate that. 64 is clear other than that one little spot.
It's getting a little easy because there is one place where the shoulder's washed out and one other place where a telephone pole is leaning, but overall it was pretty good and moving pretty smoothly.
It's passable, but be careful.
Correct. So it was great. I didn't see you before I left. I went up and you weren't there, so I just went ahead and bailed out. But thanks a lot for everything yesterday. It was a pleasure being out there with you.
I'd actually put the name with the call sign, even though we knew each other before. And I appreciate all the help you did out here yesterday. And I know everybody here does too, Jamie. Just coming out and volunteering with the manpower is a big deal.
Yeah, right now I'm trying to find out what they're doing with the... I heard that they had the collection point at the Legion and Tryon, so I was going to see if they needed help getting stuff out there. And I'm also working with the men's ministry group here at Blue Ridge to see if we can start getting stuff collected and headed up that way.
Do you hear our list of needs?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie. Look forward to seeing you again. KO4HKX.
And for VUT monitoring.
6. Standing by.
UE, this is N4VUT. Are you on net?
HKX, W4SOE.
N4HKX. Go ahead, John. I'm just typing you up a text.
Okay. I got a point of need in McDowell County. I've got an address, an operating time. It's a fully secured facility. And I'm going to list the needs in the email address or the email I send you with the contact information for the agency that's running it in the county. They don't have good communication out there to that distribution point, and maybe we can fill in there. We can find a ham in that area that can help them. And I'll have that out to you in about 3 minutes.
Roger that. Can we send Rich or AJ? Because we're good at Georgetown. Cell service came back up.
I would say send one of them out there, right? It's unknown because we don't have active communication out to the distribution point. So if the pastor thinks it's prudent, send one of them out there and just offer the help for communication and then see how they respond.
Roger that. We're going to send the other one over to Gashes Creek in Swannanoa so we can get them out there where they need to be. Rich will probably be the best one to go to McDowell.
Yeah, it's one of the hardest hit counties, of course, due to net control on the Mount Mitchell machine and has had the slowest response of supplies coming in.
Roger that. I will put that in the works.
Put email to you momentarily.
Or HKX, I'm going to tell them to start packing up.
In there too, but they pretty much need everything. They really need, as the lady told me at the who's answering the phone out there in McDowell County, they really need food supplies, but they pretty much need everything. I mean, it's the same need pretty much everywhere, I'm assuming.
Watching some of the videos this morning since I got service back, and the devastation is just unbelievable.
In the email, I might have said this, I'm still waking up, of the facility or the call center that's taking the information and then passing it out. And I did tell them, I gave them my contact information and said if you have more sites that come in, they have a need, give them my email address, my Winlink. I'm going to keep it at Winlink for now, and I'll field those, try to reach out, garner or gauge what they need, and I'll get the information to you.